Actually, before partition, Dhaka was part of India, and after partition, it became foreign city for the grandmother. Soon after, she went to Dhaka to meet the old man who was being looked after by a rickshaw puller. Several Muslim families had come to live in that house. Jetha Moshai did not want to leave Dhaka because he thought that the politician would again divide the country and he will again become a foreigner in his own land. But the rickshaw puller with whom he was living thought that it will be better if the old man goes and lives with his kith and kin. As he was bringing the old man on his rickshaw, he was attacked by the rioters. May Price rushed to safeguard the old man and Tridib followed her. The mob killed Tridib on the spot. May Price felt that she was responsible for the death of Tridib. She thought that if she had not taken risk for going out, Tridib would not have followed her. But in the end of the novel, she took shelter in the philosophy which said that nobody could kill anybody. She thought that Tridib had made a sacrifice of his life. She found comfort in philosophy as well as in the arms of the narrator.